queued, brought a bundle to the front of the crowd. They dropped it on the dirt floor. I did not remind the old man that we could enjoy real floors and real furniture if he would just move into Overlook.
Lady said, "This may be a little ripe."
Uh-oh. Isi and Ochiba spun the dead man out of his wrappings. He didn't stink as bad as I expected. He was shriveled like an old mummy. His mouth was open in a scream that would never end. He seemed to have suffered a lot of bruises before he died. Those would have been self-inflicted during his final struggle.
"Shadow got him," I said, needlessly.
Croker eyed me. I shrugged. "No shadows have gotten through since I've been on guard."
I was sure. There would have been an uproar.
"They're under control then," he said. "It's her, using Long Shadow's leftovers."
Catcher was the new Shadow Master. Maybe she was honing her skills. Lady observed, "There's nothing we can do about this kind of attack except never go anywhere alone and never without bamboo. What's the matter with him?" The him she referred to was the company analyst, who'd started making weird noises. He jerked around, apparently trying to swallow his own tongue, so they told me later. At the time, I was out of touch with my body entirely. I was a fly who never saw the swatter coming. I went to the place of all the bones for a moment, and for that whole eternity, seemed to be smeared all over the grim landscape. A white crow mocked me. Then I was the white crow. Then I was out of there, but I didn't follow my habitual course. I didn't get to see all those grumpy old men glowering from their cocoons of ice. I got to wing my way away through curtains of darkness back to those gaunt and wonderful days when first I met Sari, then before that, where I met my own ghost and joined it in a tour of the besieged city. None of the words from my invisible beak were my own, but the mad woman who manufactured them didn't seem to be paying attention to or really directing what was happening. Poor me. I was like a moth caught in an unexpected squall. The hammer of my desperate wings did nothing to daunt a gale indifferent to my existence. I saw a lot of death and despair. I learned nothing new and saw nothing I hadn't had a more intimate relationship with in the past. Catcher maybe just poked at me in passing, because she was bored, or maybe she was unaware that she'd bumped me at all. It didn't matter. I couldn't retaliate. All I could do was flap like a son of a bitch and hope I could survive one more storm. Darkness came. Chapter 90. I awakened in the alcove where smoke used to be stored. It was dark. I had no idea how long I'd been out. The meeting was over, that was certain. I didn't hear a sound. I started to clamber out of there, found I was incredibly weak. My legs betrayed me when I tried to stand. I pitched forward through the curtain masking the alcove. There was a sudden mouse-like scurry. I lifted my head. The little bit of light betrayed the rodent. Tai Day was stuffing papers back into piles while trying to appear innocent. Maybe he was. He couldn't read.
"There you are. I got worried."
He helped me up.
"What happened?"
My knees were watery. "I had one of those attacks, like I used to have when we were in Dejigori and Taglios."
"Why did they..."
"They all trooped out of here hours ago. Even the guards went..."